Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
At least one in three women have been victims of sexual assault in their lifetime, and often those who've been abused ask, is it my fault? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Thankfully for victims of domestic violence, there is transformation through the biblical message of grace and redemption. Pastor and Professor Justin Holcomb and his wife Lindsay Holcomb, a counselor specializing in domestic violence, have written a new book titled, Is It My Fault? And Justin spoke with great hope to one of the most commonly, earnestly asked questions from those who've suffered domestic violence.
Yeah, this was, I think, the most important chapter that we wrote was chapter 10. Does the Bible say I should suffer abuse and violence? Because you have women who've read the Bible and they're trying to be godly. This is not them just saying, how can I make an excuse to stay? They're saying, well, I mean, other people in the Bible suffered, so isn't suffering a good thing? Can't God use it to refine me and to, you know, shape me into his image? And, you know, maybe if God's using this, and I've had a lot of women ask this question, like, well, doesn't the Bible say we should pick up our cross and, you know, suffer? And, you know, Romans 8 says that, you know, I don't even compare the sufferings of this life to the glory that will be revealed, those kinds of things. Well, Paul's not minimizing suffering. He's maximizing the glory of the world to come. So that's the first thing. He's not minimizing people's suffering. And what we see is that there are people in the Bible who are called godly because they avoided unnecessary suffering. And that was very important because we wanted to do, in a sense, a character study, not in the sense of, you know, be like them, be godly like them, and make sure you pray a lot more and give to your church. We were saying, no, it's godly. Very godly people like the Apostle Paul. He avoided suffering. God actually gave him a information saying, you know, you're going to suffer. Maybe you shouldn't suffer over there. And David, who avoided death and suffering. Jesus, who at the appointed time laid down his life. He laid down his life. But before then, and he was also saving the world by his death and resurrection. So equating our suffering and Jesus' suffering isn't always that terribly helpful. Up until that point, he was avoiding stoning and death left and right. And so we wanted to make sure that women knew, if you avoid suffering, you're not giving up on being godly. You can be godly and avoid suffering. And that's where, as a minister, that's where the real pain hits home for me personally. When I'm watching a woman who, out of desire to be godly, is afraid to protect herself and her children, and I'm thinking, okay, this is a really important moment where I get to use leverage of my role as a pastor, as someone who studied scripture and someone who she trusts, to say, it's godly to protect your children. You can protect the children and leave and not be considered a failure or the recipient of God's anger. It's godly to avoid suffering. You're not giving up on godliness to do that.